You're doing business in an app-driven, multi-cloud world. You want to build and run your apps on your choice of clouds, and you need to manage all those clouds as easily as one. With VMware cross-cloud services, you've got options. That's because VMware delivers the multi-cloud choice, security, and control you need to accelerate innovation, deliver great apps, and drive business forward. VMware, the smarter way to cloud. Learn more at vmware.com.
A binge-worthy show about Jesus? The Chosen Season 3 is here. Come and see what the buzz is about. The Chosen explores the imperfect and messy relationships of real humans following Jesus. The first 6 episodes are available now. Stream each new episode for free. Plus, watch exclusive content like The After Show, only in the new Chosen app. Download the Chosen app on mobile and TV streaming devices. Visit bingejesus.com to learn more.
We hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Last Friday on the Salcedo Show's preamble on Newsmax, I called out the American left, these totalitarian Marxists. I called them out for their think like us or we cancel you mentality. They're going after Tony Dungy. They're going after a guy by the name of Provorov. He is a hockey player in the NHL because Dungy and Provorov don't think like the American left does. And they cannot handle those who will not conform. Folks, you have to understand the nature of those who are our enemies. Dissent with their worldview is not tolerated. This is a fundamental truism of every person on the left. Every one of them, from communist China to socialist Venezuela to communist Cuba to the majority of the Democrat Socialist Party today. There are very few Democrats who say, look, I may not agree with you, but I support your right to have your opinion. We can agree to disagree. Those people don't exist anymore who vote Democrat. They just don't. You will comply or we will cancel you. That is their mindset and their mantra. While this is all going on, these people are the ones who are guilty of what they accuse us of doing. Chris Salcedo's a Nazi. Thus, I can do all manner of things to him. I can call him names. I can cancel him. I can beat him up. That's what the Antifa folks were out doing in Atlanta over the weekend. They were out there torching things because, oh yeah, you're just a bunch of haters, so we get to beat you up. Who are the real haters, right? Who are the real haters? So we got into this on Friday, and then over the weekend, something happened to a guy by the name of Giano Caldwell. Now, he's a conservative black man. He works over there at Fox. He's a contributor over there, or an analyst. And his account of what happened to him in one of Florida's restaurants, a place called Paradise Books and Bread. Listen to this account that he told to Fox over the weekend.
Well, first, Rachel, you know, this situation reminds me of something that MLK said in 1963, a very simple truth. He said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And what I experienced yesterday, me and some of my neighbors who I'm just getting to know, was an injustice. It was a grave injustice. Yesterday, as we were having breakfast at this particular location, which I had never been to, it was the suggestion of them to visit this particular place. One of the owners came over to the table and told us she had been listening to our conversation. We were not welcome there. And I said to her, I said, did I say something that was triggering to you? She said, no. She said, our politics aren't aligned. I'm one of the owners. I'm an owner here. I don't feel comfortable. You have to leave.
Okay. First off, the name of the place, Paradise Books and Bread. It's spelled P-A-R-A-D-I-S. Maybe Paradise. I have no idea what these leftists, what's on their minds. Anyway, so look, he's sitting there. somebody walks up to him and says, I don't like your politics, get out of my restaurant. Now, I'm going to say something that I'm going to explain, but it may be shocking to all of you. That restaurant owner had every right to do that. That restaurant is private property. That business owner put up their money. And if they don't like conservatives, they don't have to serve conservatives. That's one angle of this. There's another angle of this. This owner of this restaurant in Florida is stupid for a business owner. Absolutely bat guano crazy. Because when you're a business owner, your whole idea is to appeal to everybody. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what your politics are. As long as your money's green, I'll sell my wares to anybody. Just come and buy. Because that's what I'm in business to do. I'm not in business to change your mind. I'm in business to sell my products and make a profit. There's another aspect to all of this. We have something in this country called protected classes. You can't discriminate in the public sphere like a storefront or a restaurant. You can't discriminate based on people's skin color. You can't discriminate based on their religion. You can't discriminate based on their sexual orientation, any of that. There is no prohibition of discriminating against people based on their politics. So it is allowed. I don't encourage it, as stated, but it is allowed. Now, it just so happens, as I mentioned, that Giano Caldwell is a black man. Now, if the roles were reversed and it was a liberal black person who was in a conservative restaurant and they were asked to leave, you and I both know that the narrative would be up. There's another conservative showing how racist they are, even though it was the political persuasion that was articulated. Look, I am going to treat leftists the way they treat us. So I am going to assume that this white restaurant owner asked this man to leave because he was a black man who wandered off the white liberal plantation.
So then I stood up, I walked out, and so did the rest of my group. Now, here's what we were talking about that was so problematic for this lady who happens to be white, I believe. I was talking to them as they were getting to know me for the first time about Fox News. They said, how do you like, you know, working over at Fox News? I was talking to them about my values. They said, are you a conservative? I said, yes. In fact, I have a book called Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. You should get the book. I talked to them about my brother. I was on Capitol Hill just the other week talking to members of Congress about violent crime in America and trying to get justice for my brother and other victims of violent crime. I also talked about progressive DAs and how they're exacerbating the crime issue across the country. This was so problematic to this lady that she told me that I needed to get out of her establishment. If this was not the Jim Crow South, I couldn't tell much of a difference. This is what they've done over the course of the years. And me being a black man, me saying that I'm a conservative, me having a conversation with these folks who did not mention anything about their politics. They didn't mention anything at all. It was only me and this lady stared me down the entire time that I was in the restaurant. There's a target on the backs of people who happen to be black, who happen to be conservative.
No, yeah, well, there is a target on our backs if you're a minority and you are conservative and you oppose Marxism and socialism. They do not like you, and they're going to do everything they can to disadvantage you. And then they're going to claim, oh, we're the tolerant ones. Oh, we're not racist. It's just because you're a right-wing nut job. They get the opportunity to make that declaration or distinction. And, well, I'm not going to buy it. I know exactly how these left-wingers think. The genesis of the KKK was the Democrat Socialist Party in the Jim Crow South. I know that for a fact. Every bit of racism I, your liberty-loving Latino, have endured my entire life and career has been at the hands of a left-winger, never a conservative, never a Republican. I just want you all to know that. So this is what's really going on. What Giano Caldwell is experiencing, what he experienced, what I've experienced, is the true origination and genesis of racism and hate and division. It is always rooted in the left wing, whether it be the American left wing, the worldwide left wing. They are the dividers. They are the ones who want us apart. and they're not afraid to show it. And somehow the biased press insulates them.
And it needs to come to an end, Rachel. This should not be the case at all. Ron DeSantis said in Florida, discrimination is not allowed. And I hope that they're going to look closely to what happened here at this restaurant.
I think they should look closely at it. But again, if it is as stated, they didn't like his politics, then I think there's not much that Ron DeSantis could do. I think the best thing we could do is advertise the name of the owner, advertise the name of the establishment, Paradis Books and Bread, or P-A-R-A-D-I-S, Books and Bread. Look it up. Leave negative comments. Because I can tell you, folks, even though she stated that it was Mr. Caldwell's conservatism that she despised and the reason why she kicked him out, we all know the real reason is because he's a black man who dared to oppose white left-wing extremism and Marxism. And that is his sin. That is the sin of your liberty-loving Latino here. That's why they hate us. That's why they try to disadvantage us. That's why they try to shut us up. And we won't. Congratulations to Mr. Caldwell for bringing this to the nation's attention over there on Fox. And I thought you guys should know about it. We got the show, Behind the Show, coming up with our buddy Sean Chastain next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
Folks, time for the show Behind the Show, our weekly visit with the one, the only, Sean Chastain. Hey, man.
Hey, friend. How are you?
I am doing fair to Midland. What stood out from you the week that was, and what is on your mind the week that's going to be?
Well, it was an emotional roller coaster this past week.
Oh, yeah?
You and I have a mutual friend, the great Hal J, from a longtime morning show host from WBAP in Dallas. Hal has had some heart issues. He had a heart attack several years ago. Mm-hmm. And since then, his heart has been steadily declining. Well, the week that I was on vacation, he had an incident at home where he... what started all this a few months ago was he was at a gas station on his way into work in the morning, mm-hmm. and passed out. And due to that, they took him into the hospital and discovered that his heart was pretty bad off, and that he had had his defibrillator go off, and that's what. So he couldn't drive. He couldn't do anything like that.
Well, he's got a pacemaker, right? That's why.
Yeah, he's got a pacemaker, and but he's been doing the show from home, and he's the great Hal J. He's so funny and so witty and quick, and he's been doing the show from home. Not always the same doing a show from home, but you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and folks, for those of you outside of the North Texas area who don't know Hal J, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's been virtually at the same radio station for, what is it, what are we at, 35 years now?
No, 41 years. 41 years. He's been a top-rated morning show on a top-rated news talk station.
Absolutely
and just
incredible.
One of the funniest, best, genuine people you'll ever meet.
Absolutely.
Well, he had an incident while I was on vacation, another incident where he passed out, and they went into the hospital. His doctor immediately sent him to the heart center at Baylor in Dallas for some severe round of testing. It was determined that he will need a new heart.
Oh, my Lord.
So we have been praying as a radio family about that all week long. It turns out that you can't get a new heart if you have cancer, which is understandable, I guess.
Right.
There were a couple spots on his lungs that they needed to biopsy. They weren't even sure if he would make it through that process because his heart is so weak that he had to go under for that, and they didn't know if he could make it through that. He did. Biopsies came back. It was a long 3-day wait there.
Sure.
Biopsies came back just fine. And he is now on the list. I think there's a rating system. I don't know how it goes. It's 1 through 5, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which direction that goes. He is a 4. They had initially told him that he would not leave the hospital without a new heart. So I just got the news actually a few minutes ago that the fluid that had built up around his heart has decreased, and it looks like he'll be coming home Monday.
Okay.
But he is on the heart transplant list, so he's not going to be, you know, really doing much, but at least he'll be home and comfortable. But yeah, so.
Well, I got to
tell you. It's just sometimes I wonder about prayer, because, you know, it seems like a whole community can pray for something and it still doesn't turn out the way the community wants. Mm-hmm. But, and then other times, you know, it does. So,
well, talk about a guy who's, for those of you who don't know, just to think, there's got to be somebody like this in every community that is universally beloved, transcends politics, transcends divisions. And, you know, when I first got to the North Texas market, folks, the name Hal J was legendary at that point. And that was back in 2006. And his legend has only grown. Just one of the greatest guys. As a matter of fact, the favorite story I have to tell about Hal is when my children finally got a chance to meet him, that they were, oh, this is the funny man on the radio. Even my kids got it. Remember that, Sean?
Yeah.
My kids got it. This is the funny guy on the radio. Yeah, this is the funny guy. This is the one that makes everybody laugh. And that is his legacy and what he has been at, you know, for 41 years. So so everybody's in pretty much a holding pattern, I would imagine.
Yeah. Hal and I were in the same room for 25 years together, yeah, writing some of the, what I consider to be some of the funniest comedy radio bits that have ever been done. And man, it's just been a rough, rough week knowing that he's going through what he's going through. But, you know, hopefully he finds a new heart and gets back to life, you know, and I think he'll be doing so much better when that happens. He'll just be able to really enjoy life a lot more like he used to, you know?
Right. It's the power of prayer. I'm glad you mentioned it, because it's real. And there is, thank goodness, in North Texas, there is a significant number of individuals who are devotees to God. And you can actually, you can actually be a beneficiary of those prayers. Some of those folks out there might call it positive energy. I don't care what you call it. In my belief, it is a belief in God and the miracles he can do. So, our thoughts and our prayers, of course, are with Hal J and his family. And so I'm imagining he's not going to be doing a lot of work on air then.
I actually think he might be on the air tomorrow or Tuesday.
Okay.
He was on the air, last Tuesday, I believe. Just kind of update everybody on what was going on, and that was emotional, as you might imagine, but still the hilarious Hal J. And one thing he talked about was the psychological exam that you go through if you're on a transplant list like that.
Really? A psych exam?
Because you realize that somebody has to die in order for you to live, and that can really weigh on people.
Wow.
So,
I never thought about that aspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It also highlights the importance of, if you do want to give that gift of life, should something happen to you. The importance of not only signing the donor card when you do your driver's license, but, you know, talking to your family and just make sure that that's what you want. Should you pass unexpectedly, you know?
That's crazy, so. Man. That's crazy. And you know what? And because when it happens to well-known folks, this scenario plays itself out in people's lives day in and day out all over this country. And so
that's just way
to consider the way that somebody of note like Hal J can bring this into the fore. It can make us all reflect a little bit on what our contributions are. And of course, maybe hug that family a little closer and maybe an examination of what you're doing with your life, you know, making sure that you're getting everything done you need to get done. You know, you are the son of a cop.
Yes.
And I know that lawlessness drives you batty. I know it drives you crazy. And injustices drive you crazy. And we're coming out of a weekend that we saw massive lawlessness. The first incidents were in Atlanta where Antifa went on a spree of violence, torched cop cars, used explosives in their threats. And what happened was that one of these left-wing nut jobs was shot and killed by a cop after he pulled a gun on the cops. So,
well, he shot a trooper.
Yeah, well,
he didn't only pull a gun; he shot a trooper.
That part of the story I didn't get. I thought he just pulled the gun and
He actually shot a trooper.
So here are these left wingers out there who are saying, "Well, your job as a cop was to die. You know, you shouldn't take out these lovable, fuzzy, you know, thugs who want to kill cops." And so this Antifa riot melts down where they used explosives, dude. They used explosives. There was that. And then there was Los Angeles. Massive, massive shooting spree killing 10 people in a city that is run by, I'm sorry, lawless folks who don't believe in reigning in criminals but believe in reigning in law-abiding citizens. So just as a guy who hates injustices, as a guy who believes in the rule of law, how do you digest stories like those two happening in one weekend?
The Atlanta stuff, I'm always baffled when these things come up as to why the guy who shot a cop and was killed, why is he made a hero? Why does the black community go, you know what? That guy's a hero.
Well, this guy was a Latino, wasn't he?
Or whatever color he was.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a whole lot of white people rioting in Atlanta.
No, there weren't. And I can answer your question, but go ahead and finish your thought.
But I don't understand why they are made the heroes. Why, you know, you're going to risk your livelihood by going out to riot for a guy who killed a cop. Or who's a drug abuser, or who's, you know, whatever they are, there's not a whole lot of upstanding citizens that are killed by cops for no reason. So,
well, Hollywood glorifies that, and the answer to your question is this: the United States, and again, I don't mean to make this political; it just happens to be a truism. Our Constitution is based on our country being a nation of laws. And our Judeo-Christian ethic says there's such a thing as right and wrong. If you do wrong, you get punished. And there are those who have been seeking since the damn Constitution was passed a ways to undermine it and get rid of it. And so when you stand up for the lawlessness in our society and you stand up for those who are dispensing that lawlessness, it's your way of lashing out against really the threat that you perceive. And these people who are out there cheering for criminals views the Constitution and the rule of law and our freedoms and liberties as a threat. So that's a way they can attack it. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well,
I don't know, man. And then the LA thing, I did read briefly the bullet points that 10 people were killed.
Yeah.
With, of course, the assault-style weapon, whatever the hell that means.
Right.
But it was a celebration for a Chinese New Year. Was that correct?
I think so.
So we are they considering this to be a hate crime? Do they know anything yet?
It all depends on, again, and you're exactly right. It all depends on who the perpetrator is. If it was a person who was white pigmented, it will be labeled a hate crime. And maybe an act of terrorism, though, as you know, the people that were in charge of the media and the political party they Jones for, they're not really big in opposing terrorism. However, if this guy ends up being a person of color, as he has been recently, a left-wing lunatic, then it'll all go away. It'll all go away.
I don't know, man. It's 10 people dead, and that's a shame. It's terrible.
It really is. It really is. And then, as you say, assault weapon, which doesn't really exist. There were a couple of incidents. You had Joe Biden coming out last week and saying that he wants to get, you know, he wants to get rid of the firearms, the effect. I call them effective rifles. But he says there's no need for you to have these high capacity magazines. And I said, well, thank goodness my rights are not predicated on what you as a politician think I need. That's number one. But up in what was it, Illinois, they banned firearms up there and high capacity magazines. And there is I think it was 74 sheriffs inside of Illinois said, we're just not going to enforce it.
Yeah.
I mean, I am so proud of those cops today.
Well, it's mixed feelings for me, because if anybody should be upholding the law, it's law enforcement.
Right.
So if that's a law that was passed by, then you get the government you deserve, right? And I think we bitch and moan. We bitch and moan when the Supreme Court makes law,
right,
that they're not supposed to make.
Right.
So if a sheriff says, I'm not going to enforce that, isn't that de facto making a law?
Well, my view is when a state passes a law that countermands the Constitution of the United States, which is the supreme law of the land. And law enforcement says, I took an oath to enforce the Constitution and the rule of law.
Yeah.
And when you've got these left-wingers that say, well, I got enough of these, you know, socialists and Marxists to go along with me and pass this law that is a direct challenge to the United States Constitution, then it is up to men of conscience.
But that's the thing, though. It should be directly challenged and through the court system. And when it's settled, then you will either be repealed or it'll be held up. And I don't know. I just have a real problem with, because if some liberal sheriff said, you know what? Well, we see it all the time with the DAs. We're not going to prosecute X. We're not going to prosecute shoplifting up to $750.
Yep. Yep.
And you see what that's got us, and you see the outrage. So for law enforcement to say, we're not going to enforce that, it really bothers me.
But the laws that are passed to say thou shalt not shoplift or steal other people's stuff, there is no contradiction to the Constitution of the United States.
Well,
in
I
those
know,
laws.
But that's what I'm saying, is let it go through the system. If the Supreme Court finds that law is unconstitutional, it'll be struck down, and you're not going to have to worry about not enforcing it.
Well, then what is the remedy for those who were harmed?
Well, the remedy is electing the right people. The remedy is not putting up with this bullshit. And
I hear what you're saying.
That's it.
But I said
no. I don't know. I just don't want to be hypocritical about this, because
I get it.
If it was a law that we liked and they said they're not going to enforce it, then we'd be all up in arms.
But
so I just don't want to be hypocritical about
it. The remedy I was going to ask you for is, okay, say it takes 2 years to wind its way through the court system, and in that time people have their rights unconstitutionally usurped. Where do they go for that remedy?
They can move to Texas. I mean, there's ways around it, and it sucks, and I hate that. I'm sorry.
Well.
But you know, let's, hey, law enforcement, let's enforce the law. Now, I know that they do have some leeway in that.
Right.
Obviously, there's, you know, pot laws all across America now that are in gray areas, and cops are just not enforcing it if you've got a joint in your ashtray. You know, obviously, police ignore the fact that I'm doing 80 on the way to work every day.
Mm-hmm. Probably not a good idea to advertise that. I'm just...
Yeah, probably not.
Not a good idea. But anyway...
Keeping up with the flow. But anyway, when it comes to stuff like this, no, I just don't like the hypocrisy. Well, as always.
See, and I know you, it drives you crazy, but again, I'm...
Well, I know I'm not going to dissuade you, but...
Right. I'm a constitutional
guy. You asked me what I thought about it.
Oh, no, no. I'm just debating.
I'm a constitutional... No, I'm an absolute constitutional guy, too.
Yeah.
But the Constitution also lays out how to remedy stuff.
Right.
And that's the way you do it. And I don't know, just not enforcing stuff is not the way the Constitution says to do it.
Right.
So.
And our history is replete with laws being passed. Like, for example, it's legal to discriminate against a certain race. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
What was that? Should that be allowed to continue to go on, or can people choose not to enforce that? And I like I said, there are just certain things that are in direct contradiction to the Constitution of the United States. There's no wiggle room on the Second Amendment. There really isn't. And these moves being made by these agenda driven shrubs who are not familiar with the Constitution and frankly, directly hostile to the Constitution is what I'm pushing back against. That's all. But I do see your point. I do not dismiss your point. I just want you to
know
that.
Don't be a hypocrite.
I know. That's your number one mantra. All right, brother. I think you have some things to do, like go watch a football game. So
yeah, a little Cowboys action tonight. So that'll be I don't know what to think about the game. It's against San Francisco. It's going to be a hard-fought battle. So we'll just see what happens to the boys.
Or not. And by the time the folks hear this podcast, it'll all be over. So you folks will know.
Yep.
You folks will know. All right, Sean. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
By the way, my friends, just looking at that article about what happened in Los Angeles a little more closely, this is from Newsmax. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department saying it does not appear the guy who shot and killed 10 people out there was using what they call an assault rifle, which doesn't exist. There's no such thing as an assault rifle for civilian use in the United States. It's what we folks call an effective rifle, as I was telling Deshaun. But it doesn't look like that was the weapon that was being used in this attack in the lawless state of California, in the lawless city of Los Angeles. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites, will you please? First one is TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That is where you go for all the news that's big in Texas. And if it's big in Texas, it's going to be big every place because everything's bigger in Texas and it impacts the entire country. The battles we are fighting here in Texas, the battles we're winning, the battles we're losing, I think everybody around the country can learn from what's happening in the great state of Texas, still one of the freest states in our union. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, book me for a speech, keep track of the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that so you can hear it all over the country. And the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
When you're running a business, you want to maximize every minute and every dollar. That's where DocuSign can help. DocuSign gives you the freedom to complete business agreements from virtually anywhere on any device. And with features like real-time SMS delivery, your signers can complete agreements right away, right from their phones. Get signatures back in minutes, not days. It's that simple. Visit DocuSign.com today to learn how DocuSign can add valuable time back to your day.
Hey, friend, how's your New Year going?
Not great. My rent has been raised again. Austin rental prices are out of control.
Look into owning a home. Prices are low compared to recent years.
What about these crazy interest rates?
Talk to Milestone Community Builders. Milestone can build you a home with a guaranteed rate, price matching, and free upgrades to select from.
I'll do that. This year, I start building something for myself.
Start building with Milestone and have the home you want in only 6 months. Go to mymilestone.com for details.